Hey there, welcome to our podcast where we try to figure out life together, one video game at a time. I'm Carly.
And I'm Sam. Grab a snack, grab your controller, and let's hang out and play.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Ooh.
I tried to
drew that one out.
I tried to time it to the music that's going on in my game, but I don't think it worked out that well.
I mean, not that I can hear it anyway, so.
No, I know.
How are you?
I'm okay. You know, it's Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday, so my Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl, so that's exciting.
Sure.
I know. You and Lexi love to talk about how I'm a closeted jock, and it's true.
It is. It makes me a little uncomfortable. I don't know how to participate in the jock conversations.
I mean,
so yay sports.
Yay sports. To be fair, I'm like a very low-key sports fan. Like, let's make that clear. I don't know jack shit. I know our quarterback is Jalen Hurts. That's about it. Like, I don't know. I just support my Philly sports teams because I'm from the Philadelphia area. Us as fans, we're crazy. So yeah. And I just like watching sports. Like, football is generally like one of my favorite sports to watch. It honestly doesn't even matter what teams are playing. I actually just generally like watching football. So.
Well, I hope your team wins.
Thank you. Me too. They are, so not to jinx anything, they are favorited to win. Not that that means shit, but the odds are for them. So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep me updated, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely will. Do you want to tell everyone what you're playing?
Sure. I'm playing Cloudpunk. Do you know anything about Cloudpunk?
Very limited. Is this the expansion pack? Are you replaying it?
I'm replaying it because it's been a while.
Okay.
And I felt like I wanted to refresh my memory. The main game isn't super long. I remember I beat it pretty quick, so I figured I could just start out with that and then pick up from there. But it is like a cyberpunk-y city.
Mm-hmm.
That's like way up in the sky. And you play as a character named Rania, who I think that's her name. I haven't played in a minute and I'm still like in the controls. But yeah, she is a delivery driver for Cloudpunk, and it's kind of like a shady company, you get the vibe from what I remember, that like, it's kind of like, do your job, deliver, but don't like ask questions about what you're delivering.
Okay, got it.
And then I'm pretty sure the story like takes place over like one night, and it's just like this mystery that unravels with like your deliveries, and you can like walk around the city and meet different like people, like robots and AI and stuff. And yeah, the story just kind of unfolds as you do your deliveries, but you get to like fly around in like a hover car, which is really fun. And it's just like a really pretty game too. So that's what I'm playing. What are you playing?
So I'm playing a game called Garden Story. I actually don't know much about it, to be honest. Give me a second.
All I know is that you're like a grape, right?
Yes. Your name is Concord.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's a role-playing game. Hold on, that's not telling me anything. hold on. I really should have been more prepared. Okay, so the game follows Concord, a grape who takes care of the kindergarten, which is tended by the youngest greenling. Plum, the guardian of Spring Hamlet, tells him that the rot is causing the lack of new greenlings. And so then we get appointed as the guardian of Spring Hamlet, and I have to go on a journey across the grove to defeat the rot, essentially.
Interesting.
The graphics are very, kind of like, they're not super pixely, but it's 2D. So, like, I mean, it's definitely, I mean, it's very pretty, but it's not pretty, I guess, in, like, the stereotypical sense, much like myself.
Okay. Well, okay.
So, yeah, I'm in the very, very beginnings of it. Like, they're just kind of teaching me the ropes, essentially. But, I don't know. It was on Game Pass. I downloaded it forever ago. It's a very short game. I think it's a completionist takes, like, 15 hours. Something like that to finish. So not terribly long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let me know, because that one's on... It's been on my wish list for a while. I was always going to get it for Switch, and then I just never did.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know. It kind of reminds me of, the one, the onions, tax evasion. Which one is
Turnip
that?
Boy.
Yeah. It reminds me, the graphics-wise, it reminds me much of that.
Gotcha. I'm trying to find a place to park. I don't know where to go.
Head to the Wood Forge in the Hamlet. Well, how do I know where that is? I don't know how to use anything. Jar.
The beginning stages of a game is always so stressful, like, trying to learn how to play.
Yeah, it really was. Like, kindergarten... The kindergarten added to your map, but I don't see anything added to my map. Evening time. Goals updated on your map. I don't understand. I don't see any goals. Okay. Retrieve the gift. Head to the Wood Forge. Okay. We'll try.
I'm heading to the Marrow, which they've told me is like the bottom area of like the structure of the city,
mm-hmm.
and that it's kind of shady and a maze. So, we all know I don't do well in difficult to navigate areas, so we'll see how this goes.
For sure. The Riverway added to your map. Reyna. Whoa, Concord. Getting bored of watering plants all day? Never too late to join the rest of us in the Hamlet. That's a mood.
He just goes, well, I hope you don't get lost down there in the Marrow. And she asks, what's in the package? And he goes, 2 rules, kid. Don't miss a delivery and don't ask what's in the package. Okay.
Oh, was that a warning even... to not do anything? Stay safe out there. Oh, I feel like that was a warning not to go.
So, I haven't been on Twitter very much in the past several months, honestly. I really only get on minimally. Also, we'll go back to this. Twitter has changed, like, the app is so different, and I feel like it sucks so much now, which is a bummer. But anyway, I saw on Twitter, like, a week or so ago, that somebody stole your phone, and we haven't really talked, so I need the story. What's the story?
Because my phone was stolen, okay, first of all, so a little bit of a backstory, because me and Carly text on this app called Line. And it's really cute. It's really great. Love it. But because my phone was stolen, I couldn't put the app on my work phone. And I'll get to that in a second. Because in order to authenticate the Line app, I was connected via my phone number. But I didn't have my my phone. Right. So I couldn't text anybody that I normally really text. Because I couldn't download the app. So Friday night... me and my work friends went out, downtown. We do it, every payday, essentially. We go downtown, and it started just like it normally does. We like met at this one area and then we went into this, like, it's not really a club, but there is like dancing. It's huge. It's basically like 4 bars in one. With like multiple like DJ areas and like dance floors and bars and like whatever. And I'm gonna be really honest, I don't know at what part of the night I realized my phone was gone, but it had to have been very late. Because again, I was having a great time. I was at one point we were dancing and I threw my head back and I didn't realize that I was like near, like against where like the DJ was. And there was a ledge to like his like booth and I threw head back and I hit the ledge of the booth. Saw stars. Cried in the middle of the dance floor. Yeah. And then again, so at some point I like opened up my purse, which was zippered by the way too. Like it wasn't even like a flap, like a, you know how like some purses just like have like a flap or like a button, like a magnetic button that like kind of closes it. I was wearing a zipped purse. And I opened it and I realized my phone wasn't there. And immediately started to panic. And, then immediately after I panicked about that, I left my group of friends. Like I just dipped to go like find, to like go look for my phone. I like went up to like the different bars. I went into the restroom, but I left them. So then when I went to go back to them, they were gone because they were trying to find me because I was a wreck. So then I couldn't find my friends. And then I started like really panicking because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get home. I don't know how I'm going to find them because I don't have my phone. So I can't like text them to see where they are. And then I found them and I was like, obviously like so relieved. And then my one friend was trying to like get me to sign in to like my Apple ID to like find my phone to use like that app, but I was so intoxicated that I couldn't type in my password. It wasn't working. I have like 8 missed calls from my one friend Kareem. I have 2 voicemails from him where he's just screaming telling me to pick up my phone because I have a new phone now, so like, I got all the voicemails that we were like leaving my phone. I went up to a bar. I asked the DJ if anyone turned in the phone. We went up to the different like bartenders, asking if anyone had turned in a phone. They hadn't. And then at that point, I guess we went outside and I like legitimately like had a panic attack like in the middle of downtown because I was like, I don't know how to get home. I don't know what to do from here. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the next steps are. Like, I don't know how to fix this situation. And my one friend Eli was like, what an angel. He like calmed me down. He was like, it's going to be okay. Like, we're going to get you home. You'll call your provider tomorrow. Like, it's going to be okay. And I was like, okay. And then, we went and got pizza like we always do. And then, my friend Kareem, ordered us an Uber to like take me home, but like he was also wasted, so he like didn't do it right. So like when the Uber showed up, the guy like confirmed the address that he was taking us to, and it was Kareem's address, and Kareem was like, no, it needs to be this one first, like I want like her to get home first and then you can take me. And he was like, and then the guy was like, you have to redo it. So Kareem was like trying to fix it, whatever, we get me home, I leave. Kareem's like, text me when you get home. And we were outside my apartment. I was like, but I am home. Like, I'm so like, so
nice.
Yeah. So I get home, and I like immediately go to bed. And then luckily I had my work phone. So the next morning I like checked to like find my phone app, 'cause my phone's connected. Like I have my Apple ID connected to both my personal phone and my work phone. And I went on the Find My Phone app and saw that my phone was like near International Drive in SeaWorld. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
You can like lock your phone, right?
Yeah. So that morning I went to AT&T and I filed a claim, and when you file a claim, when you claim that your phone's been stolen, they deactivate it. So, yeah. So that happened, which again, sucked. But I, yeah. again, I did have my work phone, so that made things, like, a little bit, like,
bearable.
Better, yeah, because I could still, like, call my parents. Like, I was just, like, trying to figure out, like, what to do, and, like, I also had to figure out, like, my AT&T information and, like, all this stuff. And so, when I went to AT&T on Saturday and I explained my situation, he was like, oh, well, like, the good news is your phone is still under warranty, so, like, you can get a replacement. Like, it'll cost you, like, $150, but it's better than buying out your phone because it's, your other phone has, like, $500 left on it that you owe because I was, like, making payments on it. So I was like, okay, like, that works. He was like, the good news is that, like, they ship it really quickly. He was like, bad news, it's the weekend, so you probably won't get it until Monday. And I was like, okay, fine. So, like, whatever, cool. I can not have my phone for a couple days. That's fine. Well, Monday comes and goes, nothing. So I'm like, cool. Tuesday comes and goes. It does arrive on Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm just going to put, like, I can activate it, all this stuff. And I do this late. I do this at, like, 10 o'clock. I put in the SIM card. Doesn't work. It won't give me any cell service. It just says SOS, which means I could only make emergency calls.
Like an 911 call.
Mm-hmm. And so when I, like, logged into AT&T, like, it was telling me that the phone was already active and the SIM card was active. But I couldn't, like, fix it. And that was Tuesday night. And my phone hadn't been backed up since October. So I lost so much stuff. I lost all my photos October forward. I lost contacts. I lost, this sounds really stupid, but I had a huge to be read book pile, like, note app. Lost almost all of that. The thing I'm most upset about is that I lost a bunch of pictures from Cece's wedding.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, and, like, Christmas time and, like, yeah, I just lost a ton of photos. And then...
And there's, like, nothing you can do to get them back?
No, because they weren't backed up. And I don't have my old phone to, like, sync it that way.
And nobody else, like, has it?
I don't know. I honestly haven't, like, gone through to see, like, go through old messages. But I don't have access to old messages. Like, so basically what happened then, so this was at 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. I was so upset. I was mad. Wednesday on my lunch break, I had to go to AT&T where they were like, oh no, like it's not, like they basically they were like, it was the SIM card. The SIM card was already activated for some reason. So it wasn't anything you did. And I was like, okay, cool. But like if all of my text messages, like my message in my messages app are from October 23rd. Nothing since then. All of my line messages, I had 84 messages in my line app. Couldn't see any of them. It literally just gave me an error message. Up until Wednesday. Like I lost. Yeah. So people were having conversations and I had to like text other people. Like, did I miss anything important? Cause I can't see past messages. So from, like, the time period where I lost my phone to Wednesday. So, it was just, like, a time. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
Yeah.
And everyone, I don't know. People were like, everything, you're gonna have everything. And I was like, I had a sinking feeling I was gonna lose stuff.
Yeah. That sucks. I feel like, I just wish it was easier to, like, automatically back stuff up, you know?
Yeah, or, like, not have to pay it. Pay for, like, more storage. Like, I don't know.
But one of the main reasons why I got a Pixel phone is because when I got my Pixel, and, like, the whole shtick of the Pixel phone is that you get unlimited photo storage. They've since gotten rid of that. Which is so obnoxious. Like, that was, like, the biggest selling point for the phone.
Sure.
To me. Because, like, yeah, it has a great camera, but, like, what phones don't have a great camera at this point?
Right.
Like, they all have a great camera now. But it was really, it's nice to, like, not have to think about it. They're just, like, automatically getting backed up. But till then, they were sneaky about it. They had, like, unlimited photo storage, and then they switched it to where, like, you kept your unlimited storage, but only, like, at a certain level quality. And they didn't, like, make this abundantly clear. Especially, like, if you weren't just starting out with Pixel. Like, if you were already, like, a customer.
Yeah.
And so they would delete, like, the original file of your phone and then upload a lower quality picture. So, like, tons of my pictures, like, don't have the great quality anymore because they got backed up as, like, a lower quality and you can't get the originals back.
God.
I know. I'm so mad. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but, like, at least it's still unlimited storage. Like, I don't want to have to switch and then pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, that really sucks. At least, like, it sucks, but, like, at least it's only from October. It'd be worse if it was, like, you lost everything from, like, last year, you know?
Yeah, this is true. I just, like, I just don't understand what the purpose of stealing phones is. Like, you couldn't get into it. It's locked.
They probably have a way to jailbreak it, though.
Honestly, the thing I'm most upset about, first of all, I got my replacement phone sucks. It's the same. The battery life is garbage. My battery life on my other phone was so good. This one, crap. Which I'm mad about. And really, the other biggest
crime... Did they give you, like, a refurbed?
Yes, they did.
Ugh.
Yeah. The other crappy thing, and the thing if I'm most upset about losing photos, the second thing I'm most upset about is the fact that they got my Bucky's pop socket. I'm so sad.
No.
I loved that Bucky's pop socket.
I guess you have a reason to go back to Bucky's.
I know. Rats.
Rats.
Like, I need an excuse.
Yeah. That sucks about the TBR list, though. How many books were on your list?
I would say probably close to 50.
Yeah, that sucks. It would be... Imagine if I lost my TBR list, because it's at 215 or something like that. I would simply just, like, light myself on fire. I'd be so mad.
Yeah. And, like, I know we have StoryGraph, but I don't really use that to be read. Like, I just put it in a notes thing, and, like, I've learned my lesson, but God.
Oh, I love using StoryGraph to track my TBR.
Inventory. Anyway, so that was my weekend and week. It was, yeah, less than ideal. Again, the voicemail, though, is just so funny. Like, I saved it so I can listen to it because it's just a screaming into a phone.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I want to see the video you tweeted about, though.
Oh, okay. I will send it to you. I'm not going to talk about it in tons of detail.
That's fine.
But, yeah, I will send it to you. I do need to preface it with, the fact that I was very heavily it's very embarrassing because I'm screaming. I'm also on the ground. I'm on the street.
Why are you on the ground?
Because I was being dramatic. Shocking.
Yeah, wow. Par for the course.
Right. About losing my phone. So.
I see.
But I will send it to you. It's, honestly, shout out to my friend who took the photo, or took the video, because it's so funny. Like, she's so funny in it. And she's not even saying anything. Yeah. But, yeah.
I'm talking to this smug bastard who's got, like, an accent and an attitude.
Hate that.
Ew.
How do I head back to...
She's, like, he's talking about his package and he talks about the smell. And she was like, well, what's in the package? And he was like, dinner, meat. And she was like, from what animal? And he goes, what a strange question. Good night.
No.
I don't know what to do with that, so I'm just gonna run away. I don't like it.
As you should. I don't understand how I'm supposed to access my goals. Use jar, interact, hop on, pick up, hop.
Wait, what's happening in your game?
I don't know. Like, every time I click map, like, it just says, like, goals updated on your map. But then... Like, there's nothing there. Like, I don't understand. I don't know. I'm very confused. Like you said, the beginning of games are so fun, but also I'm the kind of person where I need to know what's happening all the time. I also need to be an expert immediately. So I have a love-hate relationship with feeling very confused.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I feel like my favorite part of games is, like, about a third of the way in. Like, there's still so much of the game left, so, like, you have that to look forward to, and you don't know everything yet. But, like, you know enough to comfortably play the game.
Yeah. I like that the name is... the name of the garden is called Kindergarten.
Yeah, that's really cute. But, okay, back to Twitter. Is your Twitter, like, really shitty now?
I don't know, wait.
Like, the layout is so different. And I feel like it doesn't, like, consistently give me, like, my notifications. Like, the other day I tweeted out something, and it looked like nobody responded, which that's fine. But I then was, like, on my profile for a minute, looking for something, and it showed that there was one reply to it. I'm like, but I didn't get any notifications, like, at all. So I opened up, like, that tweet, and there was a reply. I just, like, never got the reply. And if you go into, like, my mentions, it's not there. You can't see it. The only way I can see the reply that I got is if I open up, like, that specific tweet and look for it.
Oh, that's weird. No, that hasn't happened to me.
And, like, I hate that, like, now they have, like, the for you and following. Like, this is not TikTok. Yeah. Put it back. I have a map with, like, a nav point that I'm supposed to follow, and somehow I'm still lost.
I look so cute. I'm just a little grape. A little fella.
Just a little guy. Oh. I kind of look like a Lego.
I love that. Wait, I just got a little alert in the bottom corner of my screen. Bottom of my screen says Concord feels validated by Plum. If that ain't me.
Nice.
Give me the praise.
Ooh, I have to go through a security check.
Ooh. Elderberry.
Ooh, he says, have you ever been a part of the illicit delivery company Cloudpunk? Ooh, I'm lying.
Or pick up your things.
The guard believes me, though, so suck it.
Nice. The music is really nice. Is this where I'm going? Oh. Oh, I'm resting on a leaf. Cute. Walk the bend. Say goodbye to the kindergarten. Okay. I don't know how I do that.
I do really love the vibe of this game. Like, it's so pretty. Because, like, it's like a nighttime city. And
yeah.
We know I love a city, so I just, like, I don't know, running around looking at all the lights. Like, I don't know. It just looks so cool. I'm really excited to play the DLC. I don't know anything at all about it. I think you play as, like, a different character. And I guess it, like, expands the story. But I don't really know, like, in what context, like, what happens.
Sure.
But I've heard that, like, it's really good and that the DLC is significantly longer than, like, the base game, which is exciting.
That is exciting.
I feel like I beat the game in, like, 8 or 10 hours the first time I played it. So, like, really not that long. Oh, yay! I just activated Camus. Camus is, like, a little AI dog that hangs out with you in your car.
Oh.
Oh my god, it's so sweet.
Rosie, what are you doing, Mama? Oh my goodness, I love you.
Oh, it was her dog. But she says that she has to load him in into, like, her Hava, which is her car.
Oh my god.
And she was like, I'm sorry, Camus, it's all I can afford right now. And he goes, oh, I was a bad dog.
Oh.
And she goes, no, you were the best dog. And he was like, I'm just a Hava now. Not as good. Camus, oh god. No. I love Camus.
One thing I did want to talk about, or I guess have you more explain, talk about, is there was a new Nintendo Direct.
There was a new Nintendo Direct.
Tell me about all the goods.
I have a story. So, first things first, I didn't get to watch the entire Nintendo Direct because let me just take you through that day.
Okay.
Just hanging out. I was really excited to watch the Nintendo Direct because I figured they would talk about Zelda, and we'll go back to that. It's like 5 minutes before the Direct starts. It was gonna start at 5 o'clock. And so I'm like, I've got it pulled up on my computer, I'm like, ready to go. And I had heard a few minutes ago, like, sirens and stuff. And we had seen, like, a fire truck drive by, like, behind our building, and you're like, whatever. It happens. I wasn't, you know, that worried about it. We're on a busy street.
Yeah.
And then we start hearing, like, a lot of people going down the stairs. I'm on the first floor. In a 3-story building. And we hear a lot of people coming downstairs, like, more than normal. But, again, you've heard my neighbors. They're very noisy. I don't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And then we start hearing people banging on doors in the hallway. And then they bang on our door. Okay, great. So, the police are at our door.
Which, weirdly enough, is not the first time that's happened in the span of, like, a month and a half.
No, it's not. Which I don't love. For a multitude of reasons. But yeah, turns out the building that I live in was on fire. And they're like, we need you to get out. And we're like, okay, well, hold on. Because we have pets.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, you can have a few minutes. So we close the door. Do you know what's not fun?
Hmm.
When they tell you that your building is on fire and you have to try to wrangle cats.
Yeah.
Especially when you have cats who are afraid when somebody knocks on the door.
Yeah.
And their first instinct is to hide. So, we get Perry. Perry was the easiest because she goes in her carrier the most of all the cats because she's has to go to the groomer and stuff. So, she is fairly used to it. She didn't like it, but got her. And then Penny and Pippin were gone. They go under my mom's bed, and, like, my mom has a bunch of storage containers under her bed. So, like, you can't even get, like, a person can't fit under her bed.
Right.
Like, yeah. There's this teeny tiny little path that cats can, like, squish into, but, like, you can't get in there.
Yeah.
And so, there's, like, not room to move the bed out of the way either. It's a pretty small room.
Yeah.
So, we're trying to get the cats out. We finally call Pippin, get her out. We put her in a kennel up on the table. She proceeds to freak out. She's so scared that she starts spinning around like a tornado in her carrier and yeets the whole kennel off the table and goes crashing to the floor.
Walter's done that.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
Anyway, we try and try and try. The cops bang on our door again. And they're like, okay, come on, like, we think you'll probably be fine. Like, it's just, like, out of, like, a precaution. We need to get everybody out, make sure nobody's breathing anything in, like, just to be safe. And so, me and my brother went out, and they sent us to, like, the back end on the sidewalk. And my mom tried for, like, several more minutes to get my other cat, and eventually they were like, okay, you have to come out. You have to just leave her. And they, like, promised that if the fire, like, started getting closer, they would go in and get Penny for us, but, like, we had to leave her. But, like, that feeling of, like, seeing, like, fire trucks, like, surrounding your building, and, like, firefighters going in and out, and, like, everybody's outside, and you've left your cat inside.
Yeah.
Terrible feeling. Absolutely terrible. Apparently, I don't know exactly how it happened, because I don't really know any of my neighbors, but from what I heard, the neighbor on the third floor lit her apartment on fire with a cigarette on accident somehow.
Wow. Neat.
So I don't love that.
Sure.
I think it was only, like, that one apartment. Like, I don't think the fire spread beyond that one apartment, which is great. That means nobody got hurt. But just knowing, like, somebody is, like, potentially irresponsible with cigarettes in my building doesn't make me comfortable.
No, you know? I don't blame you.
But, God. So yeah, I missed the first half hour to 40 minutes of the direct because I was outside while my building was on fire. Sure. So when I came back in, I skimmed through. There was a lot of games that, in all honesty, did not look like anything you or I would be super into.
Sure.
They did announce that they're doing, a remaster of a Katamari game, which, like, God bless for Lexi. She's gonna lose her freaking shit.
Yeah, our friend Lexi loves Katamari. She's so excited.
It's, like, her favorite game.
Yeah.
Or one of them, anyway. Like, obsessed with it. It was funny because I was texting you and Lexi about it, about the fire.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, catching up on the direct while I'm telling you guys that, like, we were safe and okay. And I was like, okay, enough about my trauma. Lexi, are you sitting down? Because I knew, like, she's going to be so, so excited. So that was cool. Honestly, the only thing that I was, like, super excited about was they gave us, like, a new preview of the new Zelda game. It looks so good. Have you seen anything about it?
No, and I really need to play the first one.
I'm in the middle of replaying Breath of the Wild because I think it comes out in like 90-ish days, the new one.
Okay.
So, I think I've talked about it before that, like, I got to the very end. All I had to do was, like, the final battle of Zelda, of Breath of the Wild, and I would have beaten the game. But I got scared and overwhelmed, and so I put the game down and never played it again. And I could have just, like, picked up my old save and finished it, but I figured I'd rather start it over. So that's what I'm working on right now. But yes, you should play it. It's, like, your ideal game, though. There's a million quests, there's puzzles, there's fighting, but it's not, like, too terribly difficult. It's beautiful. It's, like, perfect for you.
I know. I started it once, didn't get very far, restarted it like a year later, got pretty far, stopped again, so I would have to start over again, I feel like.
How far did you get the second time?
Aren't there like big shrines, like not shrines, but like...
the Divine Beast?
Yes, I got to the first Divine Beast.
Okay.
And then I put it down.
Yeah. I'm not quite there. Like, I need to, like, level up a few times before I feel comfortable because I suck at combat and stuff. But pretty soon I'll be to the first Divine Beast. Honestly, though, that's pretty early in the game.
Right. I did not get very far. I really should play again.
I mean, Oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was about to ask a very stupid question, but...
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask if it's only on the Switch, but it's a Nintendo game, so of course it is.
Yeah, it is. What was I going to say? Oh, you should borrow Lexi's, though, so you can play it on TV.
I think I'm going to buy myself an actual Switch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love my OLED. Yeah. Like, I felt guilty when I got it, but I feel like it's been 100% worth it.
Yeah.
I back it. I think if you're going to play your Switch again, like, I feel like you haven't played your Switch very much, but if you're going to go back to playing Switch, I think it's worth it.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question about the Nintendo Direct, because I saw something about Dreamlight Valley, but I thought Dreamlight Valley was already out on Switch.
It is. I have it on Switch. It was, they talked about a new Realm update for Dreamlight Valley.
Got it.
Okay. I think it's the Lion King.
Mm. That makes sense, since we already have Scar. So.
Yeah. I have not played Dreamlight Valley. Since before Christmas.
Yeah, I played it around Christmas because I did a bunch of, like, Christmassy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was playing a lot of Coral Island, which they're also updating. I just read a whole thing that they're going to update in March. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What were we talking about, though, before? I feel like...
Zelda. The Switch. Buying a Switch.
Zelda. Oh. Oh, I remember. Okay, so I was going to say, like, because I was saying that the Divine Beasts are kind of early in the game, and that is true. I stand by that. However, technically, like, the game is not, like, the main quest storyline is not super long. I think, like, the total, if you just stick to, like, the main story, is only, like, 20 to 30 hours, which is, like, a decent game, but it's not super long. However, the world is massive. It is so huge, and there are so many side quests, and there are so many things that, like, are side quests that aren't side quests, if that makes sense. Like, you can do all of the shrines, and they put so many shrines in that, like, they don't even really expect you to do them all, because there's so many. And then there's, like, the Korok puzzles. Like, if you like to explore and do side quests, which I know that you do, game is way longer. It's such a good game, though. If you start playing it, though, you'll have to let me know, and we can, like, hang out on Discord and play together.
Yes, I definitely will. Probably, I will pick it up at some point. I also really want to keep playing The Witcher. I want to go back to that. I also really want to play the second Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, that's fair. I should go back and finish Horizon. Now that, like, I have my gaming PC and I have my Switch, like, I just really prefer to play games on, like, my own systems versus, like, borrowing my brother's PlayStation, you know?
Sure.
But that game is so good. I feel like I should go back. But we'll see. Speaking of all these games, though, what do you think that you're going to end up playing next time we hang out?
Toontown. I'm putting that into the atmosphere.
Into the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I did bring it up last time, so I brought this on myself.
You did.
I have to, like, mentally prepare myself, because Toontown will inevitably be hot garbage.
I know.
So, God, I'm just, like, mentally bracing myself for it to crash 1,000 times. And also, we were talking about it before we started recording, like, neither of us have it on our current computers. And I just remember, like, the first time getting into Toontown is always a pain in the ass, because you have to, like, verify your account. Like, why is there so much security for Toontown?
Because it's very serious.
Do you know if they've updated Toontown? Like, is there anything new?
It was new when we... Remember, there was a new stuff when we played. There was all those new quests.
I thought it was, like, a time-sensitive thing.
Mm-mm. It got permanently updated.
Oh. I did not know this. Or, I mean, maybe I knew this, but I did not remember. All right, well, Toontown it is, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe. It was your idea, you can't even commit. Anyway, I hope that this week is easier for you and you don't have any of your property stolen.
Thanks, Bessie. I hope your apartment doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah, same. That would be great. Well, okay. I'll see you later.
I'll see you when I see you.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, and thanks for hanging out and playing with us. We hope you had fun. If you want to see more of us, find us on social media at Hangout and Play or on our website at hangoutandplaypod.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us a game suggestion or just a hello.
And if you liked our podcast, please share it with your friends and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts so that more people can find us. We'll see you next time.